God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Sir Winston Churchill once wrote something in the essence of, "We live in the most thoughtless of times. Every day, more headlines and short views." You know, I can only imagine what he'd think about our day with all our technology and all our distractions. We're too preoccupied to live, let alone think. You know, here at the ranch, we have camp. It's a controlled atmosphere for the ministry of preaching. And so we put aside many of the distractions that typify our lives, at least for this 1 week, so that we can focus on things that are written, that are spoken by God and are eternal. And that's wonderful. Because God's Word is the answer to our thoughtlessness, our inability to think well, to think right, and to think about things that matter. God's Word gives power for life. If you look at Psalm 119, you discover that meditation is the Bible's ethic for the Bible. More than defending or promoting or praising or even talking about the Bible is meditation. It is the ethic, Bible's own ethic for the Bible. In Psalm 119, verse 99, the Bible says, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." Now, if you read Psalm 119 and just circle all the times you find the words meditate and quicken, you will have many circles indeed. And that's because there's a connection here. There's a flow here. Meditation, thinking on the Bible, understanding, which is clearly connected to meditation, and then quickening or reviving. The answer for a dead brain, a dead life, or a life that's so busy that we can't even live is to meditate, understand, and let the Bible do its reviving work. I'd like to challenge you to do two things today. Think on it and pass it on. That is, think on the Word of God and then pass the Word of God on. In Nehemiah chapter 8, a people who had turned their backs on God had returned to the land, and they needed to return to God. And the Bible says that the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. And verse 8 says, "So they read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading." That is the essence of all of Nehemiah chapter 8. They gathered all the people that could hear with understanding. Those people were attentive. And Ezra, the scribe, and others read in order to understand the words of the law. What are we saying? We're saying that we need to think on the Bible so that we can pass it on. The answer for young people and their lack of guidance and their lack of direction, the answer for old people and their lack of hope and their lack of perspective is the Word of God. God's timeless truth for our day, real time, right here and right now. God's Word gives power for life. Think on it, understand it, obey it, and let it revive you.